Yesterday, I made $350 in a single day. I am going after the affiliate money solely. That's my sole focus. I really don't care so much about ad revenue at all.
Don't be a pussy, just go for it. Like, it's the same with business.
I'm not gonna be like revealing all of my like my secrets. I will tell my secrets to the people who wanna work with me.
I hate social media. I really don't like
it. Wow, beautiful. That's why you should start an Instagram account.
Exactly.
We today have fully stopped our content creation on Instagram. Ron, look at you. Let's fucking go.
Yeah. Amazing intro.
Our intros went from welcome to the tour.
Exactly. More energy. So how's life, George? Grind mode with the glasses on. Do you feel smarter?
Life. First of all, let's acknowledge the glasses. I know. Thanks, guys. I look sexy. Grind mode is great. Better than it has ever been. I'm full on recording videos. No one can stop me. No one can compete with me.
I challenge you.
I'm all the way up. I fucking challenge you. Come on. Bring on the heat. What, can you compete with me? No, of course you can.
Bam. Well, great start. So you're on fire.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about yourself. You have a more interesting life. You're in Thailand smoking weed, sipping margaritas.
Yeah, smoking weed every day is the best. No, that's social media. Actually, it's horrible here. No, just kidding. Now, I'm here for what is it now? A week? No, longer. 10 days now, and it's really nice. I just arrived in Koh Samui yesterday. It's like a small island in Thailand, like a little bit southeast-ish. A really nice vibe here. I'm staying here in a bungalow. There are like four bungalows here, and it's run by a couple in their 50s. They built this for themselves as like as an asset to get income for rent. Had really good conversations with them as well. Did some Muay Thai this afternoon, did some work this morning. And I really like the freedom here. Like it's pretty chaotic in terms of like traffic and like the rules here are pretty limited, but that's what I like. You know, everyone's just doing their own thing and it really doesn't matter what you do. People just let everyone free. So that's what I've been really enjoying. And the weather, of course, is really, really nice. So, yeah.
So let's say someone wants to come to Koh Samui, just live there. You know, Palion Maxa, Hurmuki Costa, or as we say in English, how much?
It depends. Like, I'm now staying in a bungalow. It's around, it's a one-bedroom apartment, basically, of an apartment bungalow. I have everything, kitchen. I have a 50-inch TV, like, right here. I have a couch. I have a two-person bed. I have everything. And it's only costing me, like, 30 euros a night. And it's pretty close to the beach. I'm renting a motorbike as well, which is very uncomfortable, by the way. I rented like a nice looking cafe racer. It's like a real motorbike. And I'm like, that looks cool. And that was the first time ever I was sitting on such thing. And you're like leaning forward. It's like fucked up.
But it's the same thing with that car in Dubai. Oh, that looks cool. Yeah. Fucking shit car. Couldn't even be properly standing on a traffic light. Go on.
Yeah. So, but you know once you try, you know? So
Yeah.
But overall, like for food, you maybe spent 20, 25 euros a day if you like eat every meal outside. So breakfast, lunch, dinner. So like for 50 euros a day, 60 euros a day, you're pretty much golden. You live a very free lifestyle. And also you don't need to cook. You can go everywhere. So the beach is really nice here as well. So it's not that expensive. So if you have a YouTube animation channel that's doing like 2K a month, you can go. But you don't have money for a video production or you need to do it yourself. So it's nice.
That's about like less than 2K. Yeah, so 2K per month. That's like cheaper than my life in Finland, by the way.
Yeah, but of course, like Finland, the Netherlands, it's pretty expensive here. Yeah. Look, dude, I've been to Finland. Like if you go out for dinner, even if you just eat alone, you spend at least, I think, 25, 30 euros, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So That's like a full day of eating here already. And then you eat like crazy. Like you can also budget here. Like living in the Netherlands and I think Finland as well, it's quite expensive. Like buying a house is expensive. Groceries are expensive. You need to pay a lot of taxes. If you want to own a car, we have crazy taxes on owning a car here in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Like it's insane. So I can imagine like the owners here, they came from Canada. It's kind of the same situation as the Netherlands and they escaped it as well.
Can we take a second to acknowledge you've sold your business, you've sold your fucking warehouse, you have nothing holding you in Netherlands, except for Lotte. And now you are and now you are just living in a bungalow in Koh Samui.
Yeah, but like I've already been traveling before. Like it's not the first time ever. Like it doesn't depend on the sale, but it's like yeah, I like the just to do whatever you want. And if you want to travel, you can go travel. And it doesn't have to be crazy expensive. Like, it's the same with you. Like, if you want to go travel, you go travel as well. And I think that's the essence of why you start a company or why you become an entrepreneur. You first work hard to eventually buy back your time. And then you do stuff you like. And for someone that's traveling, for the other one, it's I don't know, doing something else. So it depends.
Lovely. Love it.
Yeah, but tell me about you. Like, you've been just been making videos. What else have you done? You've been snowboarding?
Yes, we went snowboarding. Yeah, we haven't spoken in like a week.
Yeah.
Because the other episode dropped with Yuri and Hessel. We went snowboarding. What else did we do? Yeah, we swim every morning. And nothing else. And just the usual routine of going to gym, going to Boulder. And then going to the sauna. I mean, I've taken you pretty much through the whole routine here, and that's it.
It's a nice routine, especially the swim.
It's very lovely. Yeah, it's very lovely. Wake up at 6:30, and by the time I go to bed, dude, I'm like reading in bed, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I just close the book, like less than 5 minutes, I'm out. I love it so much.
That's good. You have like a good rhythm going on. Your body knows exactly when it's time to sleep. When to wake up, well, the body will know if you jump in the fucking water because it has no choice. But yeah, it's nice.
All right, well, let's talk business.
Yeah.
We got some updates. But first, before the updates, let's tell me about your personal things. How's business looking on your end?
Yeah, channel was growing.
I saw.
I was sitting around 4,000 in revenue past month. But it was also February, so we have like 2 or 3 less days. But probably this month, if it continues the same pace as now, we'll hit 5K and otherwise like 4.8K with one channel. So that's like a $800 to $1,000 increase.
Beautiful.
I'm also fully uploading around 200 to 300 videos a month on my second channel because I want to lift it up to 2K a month minimum. I'm also speaking to a guy to buy his search channel. So I'm basically planning to buy 2 or 3 channels the upcoming one, between one, like upcoming year, let's say. Like, of course, it depends if you can find people that want to sell the channel. Yeah. But I eventually want to sit around like 15K a month in revenue from AdSense, maybe 1 to 2K a month from affiliate, and you have it spread amongst 5 channels, you know? And that's the goal I'm working on right now. And then, yeah, let's see. So I've been scaling pretty hard with videos. And I'm working with our old operational manager from our company, Joy, she's called. And because I don't want to do keyword research anymore, I don't want to manage my team, I don't want to pay my freelancers. So I hope she can learn everything what I'm doing.
How much are you going to pay her?
Just the same as we did.
Okay.
So I want to also give her commission when she does outreach to companies to make videos for. Mm-hmm. Same with Semrush. If she's able to find companies we can make videos for, she gets the cut from that as well. Like what you reached in the podcast as well. I think that's fair. And I fully want to automate literally everything. And because the only thing I'm doing right now is managing the teams and doing the keyword research. But that's also a process people can learn. Like we can see it inside our paid community. People learn it as well. So why not outsource it? It's tricky, but I think if you do it slowly, it's possible, I think. You still do keyword research yourself fully, right?
Yeah, I do keyword research. But I mean, I've just subscribed to SEMrush.com. So it's not like I'm doing some crazy in-depth research. I mean, I'm my strategy is a little different from yours. So you said you want to, you know, get to 15K with ad rev and about, you know, whatever, 1, 2, 3K with affiliate. I'm actually doing the opposite. Like I told you before, I am going after the affiliate money solely. That's my sole focus. I really don't care so much about ad revenue at all. Because of the whole invalid thing. And I just can't trust YouTube anymore with that thing. But I can trust YouTube that if I make a good video and the audience likes it, they will rank it and it will get consistent search traffic. So I'm confident in my ability to rank videos and create good content. And I'm also confident in my ability to drive searchable traffic to an affiliate offer and then convert that. Well, they converted. They basically monetized my traffic. That's it's as simple as that. I'm working with a bunch of different affiliate partners. I have some good ones, which I'm not going to reveal because,
that's a new thing.
Yeah,
we're not keeping some stuff. Maybe that's also good. Keep some stuff.
No, but I won't. You know why? Because I've met this guy, Eric. Because before I used to tell a lot, you know, oh, I do this, that, da. Like now, I will tell you guys my updates. I'll tell you my updates, everything I'm doing. But I'm not going to be like revealing all of my like my secrets. You know, why?
You don't have to.
Yeah, I don't have to, first of all. And, you know, I will tell my secrets to the people who want to work with me, because in the past month, I figured out that a lot of people are really like not appreciative of the things that I've just been giving away for free. So I'm like, all right, I ain't gonna give no more.
How did you come to that conclusion?
I'll tell you how. So I met Eric, right? And Eric.
No, I mean the conclusion that people don't enjoy what you share, like don't appreciate what you share. I think that's not true, right?
Oh, that conclusion. Yeah. Well, because, you know, after we did those couple of podcasts, you know, a lot of people commented and those comments got a lot of likes. And by the way, I also thought about it. Like, I really don't want to focus on the negativity. Exactly. I really don't want to focus on any of like on none of that. But it just showed me that like there's quite a few people who are just never going to really appreciate anything you do. And that's okay. That's part of the game. Yeah. So my intention is not to, you know, to serve those people. My intention is to serve those people who are curious and interested and appreciative of the things that we are doing and giving away for free. But anyway, that's besides the point. The reason why I came to this is because I'm talking to Eric now, like, right? And I was explaining him the whole thing I do with affiliate and searchable content. And the funny thing is that back in 2008, he did the same thing with SEO, but on Google. Right. So we have very similar. He was like, he was aiming to be a super affiliate and he reached it. And he then has sold his lead gen company. It's a whole thing, but he's a very interesting individual with a high net worth. And he's like, we're working together now. He's mentoring me and I have a very good relationship going on with him. But then I told him about this thing that I'm doing. And he's like, yeah, dude, by the way, you shouldn't tell this shit to anyone. You should just keep it all to yourself and go all in on it. I'm like, hell yeah, I should. Why should I be telling anyone this? So I'm like, fuck it. I'm just gonna
Also two different things. Like you can tell everything. You can all the information is pretty much available if you look for it. But taking the correct steps, like you're filming the videos yourself. You are like contacting the right affiliate programs. You're deep diving in those affiliate programs and you know the different angles. It's also a specific way of work that not a lot of people do anyway. But I feel you. Like you don't, like we have combined so much knowledge in terms of YouTube and affiliate marketing. Like we don't need to share it. Like it's our own choice. And of course we share it with our students if they ask. But yeah, it's fully up to you and me, of course.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's kind of the thing. And I still love recording the podcast and talking to you and, you know, kind of giving the updates and going back and forth. So nothing changes on this end. Talking about affiliates, yesterday was my highest affiliate day ever. Yesterday, I made $350 in a single day.
That's really nice.
My goal is to get to my goal is to get to an average of $1,000 a day in affiliate commissions.
So how many conversions are that? Like two sales?
Yesterday I had three conversions, and to get to 1,000 a day on average, it'll be about 8 conversions a day. And by the way, these three conversions, none of my videos are even ranking yet. I'm getting like 7.5 views on a video, you know, from like end screens, and still like, because I'm making and like still driving traffic and putting so much energy out there, it's already starting to pay off, you know? And my cost of video production is so low. It's like $800 for 52 videos that I did. And the cost of video production was like $15, excluding my time. So it's like $800. And to get $800, I need to make like 5 transactions. And I'll make that in like, I don't know, a couple of days or something. So it stacks up really quickly.
Yeah, that's great. And it's consistent, unlike Google AdSense sometimes, or YouTube AdSense.
Yeah. Hey, quick pause on the podcast. If you're ready to take action and learn how to make money on YouTube, make sure to check out our private YouTube Business Academy community. The link is down in the description. All right, back to the episode. Yeah, so I'm going all in on affiliate marketing. I mean, I've been going all in for like a month already, and I love it. I have a system going on. I got, you know, copywriters, I got editor, I'm recording myself. I've been doing 10 videos this past 3 days now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I'm on track to make 50 videos or 55 videos this week, which is a lot, you know, which is like video of that quality. Like that, if you're on YouTube and you see kind of my backdrop, this is my backdrop that I'm making the videos in. So I think it's good quality, clear script, all that. So yeah, that's the update. So
it's good stuff. Time will tell, but eventually, like if the numbers work, so it's just a matter of time when like all those commissions eventually will come in simultaneously, because you have so many videos. Eventually, some will hit on the same day.
Yeah,
like every day.
My goal is to hit $1,000 day in affiliate commissions before the beginning of summer, so before 1st of June. That leaves me about, well, just like a one day. Like if I can just get like $1,000 in a day, that would be sick, right? Yeah. Obviously, some days it'll be higher up, like up, down. But if I can reach, that would be cool before the end, beginning of summer. But realistically, I think probably like mid of summer, towards the end of summer, I should definitely be at $1,000 a day. Like definitely.
But it's still a short day. That's still short term, so that's
yeah,
that's great if that can work. And is it like a different niches as well, or are you focusing on one niche?
For now, I'm focusing on one niche, but I have many going on. So I'm doing search videos for our education business. I am making videos. I did some videos about solar. I am making some videos. I'll probably make some videos about orthopedic shoes, just because, well, that niche is pretty lucrative. There's a good affiliate, it pays well, and there's not so much competition, and there's great search volume. And yeah, it's just easy for me to do. It's like easy money, basically. Yeah. Then there's also some couple of others. There's like, I'm covering quite a bit of niches, not just one. I'm focusing on one at the moment, but I'm going broad. I'm going pretty, but I'm just, for now, I'm going to the things that pay well. That's it.
Yeah, of course. But I think eventually, with affiliate commissions, you of course also want to spread your commissions, basically, not only rely on that. Same with YouTube videos, basically. Spread that as well, because if you rely mostly on one affiliate program and they maybe change something as well, like that is also out of control. But that's of course a matter of time. If you make more and more videos about different affiliate programs, then that's covered as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, but at the same time, the counter argument to that is that you should really focus all of your energy onto one thing first and get it like really good and cover everything as possible in there. You know, if one niche is paying me super well, there's so many topics that I can cover that are related to that I'm just doing this right now. You know, I'm not doing anything. There's so much work to be done for me for the next God knows how much, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you don't need to switch too fast. It's more like the long-term plan. Like it's the same Like you want more income sources later on, like it's the same thing, but you don't start with seven income sources. Like they say you need seven income sources, I think, but yeah. When you start starting out, you don't have seven immediately. You build one, and then from one source, you maybe do some real estate, and then from then some stocks, and but you build it out slowly. So yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Should we talk about our joint venture?
Yeah.
The update on that end?
Yeah, that we renamed the community, the pet community, to actually the podcast name. That one as well, like it makes sense. Like we just have now YouTube Business Academy as a program as a whole. The reason for the name change is basically this whole podcast name is YouTube Business Academy from the start. Makes more sense to also name the community that way. Plus, our previous name was Search Mastery, fully focused on search traffic, which we still do. But as for George, he's mostly focusing on affiliate marketing. He's also filming himself. So it's much broader than basically just YouTube automation, which Search Mastery first was only, mostly. So we're like with YouTube Business Academy, we're covering like a broader range of YouTube stuff. It's still YouTube automation, but also affiliate marketing, but also how to record your own videos. So we thought the name covered like all of those aspects. So we changed that name and it's quite logical, I think. And
I think the way to think about it is like content creation specifically on YouTube. And then within those things, you have like automation, content creation yourself, if that's the route you want to go, which I go, you know, plus affiliate marketing, which we both agree is great. Then you also have, some other ones. So we're basically in content creation, specifically on YouTube, right? That's what YouTube Business Academy is all about, right? That's why the renaming is so good. Couple of other updates. So we today have fully stopped our content creation on Instagram. So we are not going to be creating any more content on Instagram. We are not going to be pursuing that as a traffic source for our education business. No.
I will build a personal brand, by the way, because let's talk about it later. Go
okay.
First.
I want to ask you about that after this. But basically what we're going to be doing is we're going to be only getting traffic from the podcast. So you guys listening and watching are basically going to be the primary, you know, our primary target audience, let's put it this way, for the education business, for the community. And of course, I'm going to be creating some long form videos that are aiming for search specifically because that's all I know how to do, right? Yeah. And hopefully some of those videos rank, right? And some of those videos are going to drive traffic either to the podcast to kind of, you know, for the people to get to know us or also to the community, but we'll see how it goes. So that's basically the main thing. Now we are going to basically update all of the links. It's going to be a super simple funnel, okay? Ron and I, we want to keep our costs low, right? We don't want to have any complexity, any overhead. We want to work 2 hours per week and that's it, right? 2 hours per week is broken down into 1 hour podcast per week and 1 hour coaching per week, right? In our private community.
But we still share value posts inside a paid community. Let's not forget about that.
Without a doubt, we always like, if we have some insight or whatever, we're always going to share it in the community as well. So that's that. And the funnel is we've cut out everything. It's going to be literally just like pod. From pod, you click the link in the description of this thing, of the show or whatever. It takes you to our About Us School community. There, we will have a video where I will basically show you what you can see inside of the community, like the courses, the coaching, the recordings, all of that, right? And then you have the ability to click join group. And when you join group, we're going to ask you exactly 3 questions. And then you fill out those questions and we will be in contact with you, right? So we are also getting to decide who we want to, who we want to join our group and who we don't, right? So it's a very private, it's a very exclusive community and only the very dedicated people who want to work with us, right? Then you're welcome to check out the community, fill out the questions, and we'll be in contact with you. What do you think?
Yeah, that's I already knew this, so I agree. Yeah, so it's more simplified, basically. The name is the same. There's one link to a community. That's YouTube Business Academy, because we cover more stuff about YouTube. And we just basically, we don't let anyone in, because we want to work with people that are like-minded, that have the same goals, that really want to make the YouTube game work. So that's why we need those three questions as well. And we also want a more personal approach. Like, we don't want the whole... we don't want a group with hundreds or thousands of people. We see it right now. Like, we now have 25 members, 26 members. And it's a very engaging group. Everybody responds to each other's wins, to each other's updates. If somebody has tips, they will share it. So because we're more selective with the people we let in, the quality of the content, of the quality that's the stuff being shared in the program, in the group, is also better. So in the end, we're doing everyone a favor that's joining the group. So
exactly. And we don't want to work with everyone, by the way. Not everyone is welcome.
Everyone is also a fit, and that's also okay.
Yeah. So I want to make it very clear, because what we did is we try to go the mass approach route, where we try to get as many people as possible. Yeah. But when you try to get everyone, you get no one. So instead, now we realize that we rather focus on that like 1% of people who really understand what we are about, what we do, and who want to work with us. And those are the ones that we would like to invite to join this thing. So if that's you, that sounds like it's you, right? Then make sure to click the link in the description of this show of episode. Check out that video. I'm going to walk you through basically what we have going on. And if you're curious, if you're interested and you want to get in contact with us, click join group, fill out those questions, and either Ron or myself, or maybe our assistants that we haven't hired yet, will reach out to you.
We're not hiring anyone anymore.
We're not hiring.
Or now,
we're not hiring maybe. Anyone.
Yeah. So, we basically had a team of like 6 or 7 people, if you include everyone. For Instagram, it was 4. So it was quite a lot. Like, maybe for the people listening on the front end, it doesn't look like a lot of work, but in the back end, there's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah. It was the stuff we didn't need, you know, it was the stuff that was not moving the needle. So we just basically,
it was more focused on the future. A future plan. This might work without any security that it will work.
Exactly. So right now we've basically scaled back. We've scaled like down a lot. We have like very little costs, but we have all the upside, you know? So yeah, it's not going to be this super big, crazy business, but it will be profitable for us, you know? And it will be not so much time commitment per month. So that's the idea.
It's basically lean. That's it.
Lean, high margin.
Lean and
business.
Mean.
Lean and mean and bum. All right. Talk to me. Tell me this personal brand.
Oh, yeah. Like, the thing is, I hate social media. I really don't like
it. Wow, beautiful. That's why you should start an Instagram account.
Exactly. No, but the thing is, I'm working all by myself with my team. And of course, we have the community. We work together. But in like, you live in Finland. I live in the Netherlands. Like, in the end, you still work alone. Like, yeah, you do a lot of stuff alone. Like, you as well, you record yourself, blah, blah, blah. So, of course, you also want to learn from other people. Because like, people are basically new opportunities. You met Eric, you're a new mentor. You learned a lot from him. So you need to meet new people to learn, to grow, to have new insights. But that's very difficult when you fully work alone. That's what I've encountered. Mm-hmm. So I just want to build my personal brand to more showcase what I do on a daily basis, like more broad. So, and along the way, not just showing what I do, but also trying to give value somehow, because like I like to push people to think more freely and maybe break free from their 9-to-5. Like, it's also when I talk to my friends, I always motivate them to try different stuff, maybe try a different business model. I've done e-commerce myself to escape from the 9-to-5. I'm now doing YouTube. So more of the broader, I don't know what exactly, like I'm now trying to decide with a freelancer how my tone of voice will be and that kind of stuff. But I want to build eventually a personal brand to also expand my network and maybe have people reach out to me to work, to get to know each other. or it will at least make it easier to expand my network through Instagram itself. So it's mostly a networking system. And also, because I eventually want to move to Dubai, I think that will be a smart move for me as well. Because if you're alone, there is literally no other way to meet new people, to network. You can go to network events, of course, but Instagram is much easier. So that's like the thinking behind it, basically to meet new people for new opportunities.
Yeah, it was funny. We did one of that podcasts in Dubai and there was a clip where we talked about the same thing. And I said like, Instagram is your new business card.
Yeah,
and then exactly. Andre clipped that and he posted it as a short. That short got like maybe 1K viewers or something. But the comments, man, people got triggered. It was like, I don't have Instagram and I'm doing just fine. Instagram is not your new business card.
Yeah, but it also depends like what you do on a daily basis. Like if you're a business owner, like if you're looking for new opportunities business-wise, then it's a good way, you know, because like a lot of high-level people are also, they're still consuming Instagram. Like it's crazy. Same with YouTube. Like a lot of high-level people just consume YouTube videos. Like they're just everyday humans. So if they somehow can explore you and they just see something small that's interesting for them and they will shoot a DM, like you never know what will come out of it. Like even if it's just one person per year with a good idea and that aligns with your vision, like that is already massive on the long term. So, but yeah, for me, it's really a mindset shift because I really hate social media and I don't want to do it. So I told my freelancer to push me so I make content and that stuff. But it's also like a limited belief because I think like for me, it feels like attention seeking, which I really don't like. Like I experience it here when I try to film something, I don't feel comfortable filming. But that's just a limited belief. I'm not comfortable yet to do that.
That video you filmed where you boxing was cool, man.
The one from today?
No, I think the one from yesterday.
Yeah. You mean like in the beginning when I was in Thailand or the...
Yeah, anyway, both videos were cool.
Yeah, so... And I'm doing it a little bit more to have some more footage of myself to also showcase who I am because I've done boxing for 4 years when I was younger. I also like the whole the mentality you get around boxing, like the discipline, but also just like don't be a pussy, just go for it. Like it's the same with business. So it reflects also who I am as a person. So I try to record a little bit more and it's cool. But I have to train myself on the limited belief. Like I feel like a little bit awkward and stupid when I'm filming. But when people are checking it on Instagram, they don't even think about how I was filming there. Like it's just, they're so used to watching, this is just being filmed. It's normal. So,
It's crazy, this dynamic when like, if you're in a group setting and there's a camera filming, right? There's always this, like, if you're not used to it, there's always this feeling that like, it's a little weird, especially for others, right? I'm more used to it. But when you're on the receiving end and you're watching the footage through the screen, it takes you a while to figure out, wait, hold up a second. I'm watching this because there was a camera there. And you feel like you are there.
Yeah. Yeah. So for the receiver's end, it's they don't even think twice. But like in real life, you actually need to film it. And that's for me like I don't really like that, you know, especially because I like to be in the moment. So for example, when I was like doing the workout, I really enjoyed it. I'm like going all out. I don't give a fuck about recording it, but I also know I need to record it to get some footage. So it's like a double-edged sword, you know?
Dude, just hire someone for like a thousand. Great, that's a great idea. Or you can hire someone for like $1,000 a month or something to just follow you around all the time and film you.
That's the best. But that's a later stage if your personal brand makes you money, basically. Then it's the most easiest thing. You have just someone following you for a couple hours a day. You schedule some stuff. Yeah. But then it really becomes a business, basically. And for now, it's not that... Not it, but that's like the perfect solution. Same what we did in Dubai when we went to the gym. Like we're just working out and someone is filming it.
That was great.
Yeah. That's really cool. So yeah.
What else?
For me, nothing else actually. What about you?
Yeah. Finishing up reading Leonardo. Oh, but people aren't interested in that. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah, I think we had a lot of good updates. So we keep you guys all posted on the affiliates that you're doing. Me on the growth as well. See if it continues or not. And yeah, we covered everything.
Lovely. Thank you guys so much. We will talk to you next week. Ciao.
Ciao.